Welcome to episode 370 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Who were the villains in the Easter story? Judas, the betrayer? Peter, the denier? The chief priests and other leaders who conspired against Jesus and riled up the crowd? The soldiers who mocked, spit upon, flogged, and dehumanized Jesus? The crowd? Many of those who were crying "Crucify him" on Friday had been singing "Hosanna" on Sunday. In the verses that follow, from Luke 23, we will hear from one of the characters who ought to be included in a list of villains.
Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying,
"We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king."
And Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
And he answered him,
"You have said so."
Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds,
"I find no guilt in this man."
But they were urgent, saying,
"He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee even to this place."
When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him over to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him, because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by vehemently accusing him. And Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then, arraying him in splendid clothing, he sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before this they had been at enmity with each other. Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and said to them,
"You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people, and after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him."
But they all cried out together,
"Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas."
A man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city, and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus, but they kept shouting,
"Crucify! Crucify him!"
A third time he said to them,
"Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him."
But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked. But he delivered Jesus over to their will.
Pontius Pilate was a Roman governor of Judea from AD 26 to 36, serving under Emperor Tiberius. He's most known for his involvement in condemning Jesus to death on a cross. Outside of the four Gospels, Pontius Pilate is mentioned by Tacitus, Philo, and Josephus. In addition, the Pilate Stone, discovered in 1961 and dated AD 30, includes a description of Pontius Pilate and mentions him as a prefect of Judea. Pilate is also mentioned in the apocryphal writings, but those were all written at much later dates. In the Bible, Pontius Pilate is mentioned solely in connection with the trials and crucifixion of Jesus. After sham trials, Jesus is taken to Pilate as a local Roman governor. He's the only person in Jerusalem with the legal authority to have Jesus executed. The Synoptic Gospels portray Pilate as reluctant to crucify Jesus. As you could hear from the clip from Luke 23, Pilate called the charges against Jesus baseless and several times declared Jesus to be not guilty. Verse 23, "What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty." Pilate knew Jesus was innocent, but he could not get Jesus to defend himself to the governor's satisfaction. Pilate's conscience was already bothering him when his wife sent him an urgent message concerning Jesus. The note begged him, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." John's Gospel offers some more detail of the trial, including an additional conversation between Pilate and Jesus. Jesus acknowledges himself as a king and claims to speak directly for the truth. Pilate responds with the famous question, "What is truth?" The question intentionally communicated multiple meanings. Here was a situation in which truth was compromised in order to condemn an innocent man. Pilate, who is supposedly seeking the truth, asks the question of the one who is himself the way, the truth, and the life. A human judge, confused about the truth, was about to condemn the righteous judge of the world.
Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
In the end, Pilate sought a compromise. Knowing Jesus had been handed over by the religious leaders of the day, out of envy, he appealed to the crowds at the Passover, asking which criminal should be set free, Jesus or Barabbas. The leaders convinced the crowd to cry out for Barabbas. Giving in to political pressure, Pilate authorized both the flogging and crucifixion of Jesus. Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Jesus is nailed to the cross. Pilate had the charge against Jesus posted on the cross above Jesus' head. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Thanks to his prior abuse, Jesus survives only a few hours on the cross before dying. As soon as Jesus has died, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus in order to bury him, and Pilate granted the request. The last glimpse we have of Pontius Pilate is when he assigns guards for Jesus' tomb. Pontius Pilate's brief appearance in Scripture is full of tragedy. He ignored his conscience, he disregarded the good advice of his wife, he chose political expediency over public rectitude, and he failed to recognize the truth even when truth was standing right in front of him. When given an opportunity to evaluate the claims of Jesus, what will we decide? Will we accept his claim to be the king, or will we follow the voice of the crowd? Father, give us the courage to speak up against that which is wrong, like Pilate's wife. Give us the courage to do the right thing, even in the face of opposition. And give us the discernment to recognize the truth. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.